Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As an Adult, the podcast where I watch movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And tonight, I have a very special episode as I go into the present and review the 2020 Netflix series Black AF. Hello, everybody. I'm doing something a little special tonight. I'm going to be reviewing, not really reviewing, but discussing the Netflix series hashtag Black AF or Black as Fuck. I guess you can call it. I don't know why they called it that, but okay. I'm mainly doing this. I just wanted to discuss this series. Mainly I'm discussing this series because I was going to review Blank Man this week, but I didn't get around to watching Blank Man this week or last week. I was just so busy and things caught up to me. I just didn't have the time to watch the movie. So hopefully I'll get some time to watch it this week in between work and being a father and being a husband and, you know, all that other stuff. Hopefully I'll get some type of time to watch Blank Man, do notes on it, and record this podcast. But yeah, I wanted to talk about this show because I actually had time to watch this show because I watched it with my wife. Me and my wife watched this whole series on Netflix, Black AF, from producer writer Kenya Barris, and I'm gonna say it's not as good as Blackish. It's not as good as Blackish, but it's not bad either, is what I'm gonna say. I've been hearing a lot of people talk about this show. I've been hearing a lot of criticism about this show. And a lot of people say, oh, he just took Blackish and put cursing in it and put it on Netflix. And yeah, that's what he did. Really. But you know who else did that? Larry David. There's a comedian and a writer named Larry David. And he actually created Seinfeld. Seinfeld is about Larry David, the writer, Larry David. And like, it was just about him going through life and the quirks that he has to deal with going through life and everything, really. And after Seinfeld was over, he made a show called Curb Your Enthusiasm. And it's basically a rated R version of Seinfeld. And he just put himself in the show as the star of the show, as himself. He's playing just himself. He's playing Larry David, just going through what Larry David goes through in life, but on television. And that's pretty much what Kenya Barris did with this show. Kenya Barris just took everything that's going on with Blackish and put it in a rated R setting. And he put it in a rated R setting and just put himself in it, like Larry David did in Curb Your Enthusiasm. This is basically just a black Curb Your Enthusiasm, pretty much. So that's what that's about. So I'm not even gonna criticize him about doing that because I watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know, like, and Larry David does the same shit. But a lot of people say that Larry David might probably does it better, but I'm not gonna knock the brother, you know, like he it's not a bad show. I don't think Black as Fuck is a bad show. There's a lot of people that just wrote the show off. They're like, ugh. And I'll get into some reasons why they wrote this show off a little later, because there's a huge elephant in the room that I want to discuss. A huge elephant in the room I want to discuss, and I don't want to forget that I want to discuss it. But yeah, I mean, like, there was some good episodes. There's like two episodes in general that I actually enjoy. There was an episode about not liking something just because it's black. You know, like he saw a movie and they wanted him to promote the movie, but he doesn't want to promote the movie because he thinks the movie's trash. But everybody wants him to promote the movie because it's a black movie and he's black. And he's just like, why we gotta like, why we have to like everything because it's black? And I feel him though. I feel him on that. I don't like everything because it's black. And Tyler Perry's on this episode too, by the way. And Tyler Perry's in the episode. And he just goes on a fucking rant in this episode about like people not liking his films, and he's like, I don't give a, he says pretty much, I don't give a damn, but if anybody don't like my films, I don't want, why we gotta try to get Oscars, and why we gotta why we care about what they say on Rotten Tomatoes. He has a point about that part, but though, because I give a fuck about what they say about Rotten Tomatoes, but pretty much he's just pretty much ranting about people not liking his movies and how he doesn't give a goddamn, and I'm just feeding my fan base, and I'm just like, yeah, you're feeding your fan base bullshit. Have you seen Fall from Grace? Have you seen Acrimony? There's a lot. Have you seen any of the Madea movies? I mean, come on, bruh.
I guess, but he doesn't give a shit. Work ethic, but but he doesn't give a shit. But I like that episode. I like that episode with Kenya just pretty much saying, like, why do I have to like something because it's black? You know, this.
I think we've gotten far enough in Hollywood where we could like something, where we could not like something, but where we could be in Hollywood. We could be in Hollywood and see a hack. You know, there can be black hacks in Hollywood, you know, like Tyler Perry is a black hack. Another guy is on this episode, Tim Story. I feel like he's a black hack. The only good movie he made was Barbershop. I think like, he made Barbershop, right? That's the only movie I fuck with that he made was Barbershop. That's decent. Who else is a black hack? Shit. I think those are the only two I could think of right now. Like, there's other black creators in Hollywood where it's like they're hit and miss. You know, like Will Packer, he's a hit and miss. There's some things that he does that I like. There's some things that he does that I absolutely hate. Lena Waithe was on the show. Lena Waithe, she's hit and miss too. There's some things she does that I love. There's some things that she does that I hate. I wasn't particularly fond of Queen and Slim. Honestly, I thought that movie didn't make any fucking sense. Me and my wife was just watching this movie like, what the fuck is going on here? And another person, Ava DuVernay was on the episode. Another person that's hit and miss. I love When They See Us. I hate Wrinkle in Time. You know, like, I love Selma. I hate I love 13, the documentary she does. She's a great documentarian person. That's not a word. But, you know, like, there's some things she's done. I was like, I'm not too fond of this, you know? But she's hit and miss. You know, just like any director or writer could be hit and miss. You know, there's a lot of people that could be hit and miss. But, like, another person, like, he had Issa Rae on here. She's hit and miss. There's a lot of people, in black Hollywood that are hit and miss. Another guy, Spike Lee could be hit and miss. You know, who's another director that's out? I can't really think of right now. I want to say Ryan Coogler. Ryan Coogler's done some good shit. I'm still kind of mad at him at Black Panther. Kind of fucked Black Panther up, but. But other than that, I love Fruitvale Station. I love Creed. I think those are the only two movies he's done. I think he's only done Fruitvale Station and Creed and Black Panther. I think that's it. Okay, but he's cool. But anyway, going off of that, but I like that episode. That episode was cool. And I also like the one where they were talking about how black girls don't like one of the daughters was being sexual at a young age. I think it was like not the middle daughter, but because in the family they got six kids. They got like three girls and three boys. I think it was the youngest daughter. The youngest daughter, I think she's like 13 or 14 years old, and she was like showing off her sexuality. She was like twerking on camera with her friends, and Rashida Jones plays the wife. I'll get to her later. Rashida Jones plays the wife, and she caught the daughter twerking with her friends, and she was like, "Oh my God, what are they doing?" And it was a really good episode, and they were talking about how black little girls get sexualized at a young age, you know, like, and they don't get protected. They're like, no, how nobody protects young black girls. And I was feeling that. I love that episode. I was like, you're telling the truth, because black girls get sexualized at a young age, and that's how you get shit like R. Kelly, you know, and nobody believes them when they say R. Kelly raped me or R. Kelly took advantage of me. You know, and they're just like, oh, you're like, they get like labeled gold diggers at a young age. Like a 13-year-old can be a gold digger, you know? And I kind of feel like that with young black children in general, because like they don't protect black boys either. Excuse me. They don't protect black boys either. If you've seen, like I just mentioned before, When They See Us, I'm supposed to believe that five black little boys raped a grown white woman in a park. Get the fuck out of here. But and if you believe it, you're fucking insane yourself. And I don't need to talk to you. But you know, it's just like I think that was like one of the taglines of the movie. It was like boys will be boys unless you're a black boy. You know, and I feel like that too. They always say boys will be boys. They're like, unless you're a black boy, you know, like it's always, oh, they look at us as criminals. They always look at young black boys as criminals. They're like, they look at us criminals from a young age. They look at young black girls as sexual playthings at a young age. And it's fucking sick. You know, it really is. It's fucking sick. And I love that he pointed that out. I love that fucking episode. That episode was great. The rest of the episodes are eh. You know, it's just pretty much him saying like, look how great my life is. Look at me stunting. I got this gold chain. You know, I got these fake ass Coogi sweaters. I got a fucking Maserati or whatever the fuck. You know, like, isn't my life awesome? Look at this big house I got. You know, isn't this just awesome? But yeah, like I said, like the rest of the show is just eh. You know, I don't know if there's gonna be another season. I really don't. I really don't know if there's gonna be another season. The season ended okay. It ended okay. Like they had like the 2-part episode where like they went on vacation where'd they go? Fiji. They went to Fiji. The 2-part episode where they went to Fiji. That one was okay. You know, it's not anything to write home about. Like, this show's not anything to write home about, really. If I had to rate the show right now, after the episodes I've seen, like, all 8 episodes, it's only 8 episodes. It's not a long series at all. I kind of spread them out, because I like to watch shows, like, regular TV shows, you know, and I was watching other things. Like I was watching like Little Fires Everywhere. Also, I was watching there was something else I was watching too. I'm watching The Last Dance too, the Chicago Bulls documentary. So like this kind of interfered with The Last Dance and Little Fires Everywhere. I was watching like all three, you know. So I just finished Little Fires Everywhere too. So I just finished that also, and I'm still going on with The Last Dance, but. What was I saying? oh yeah, I was also watching this Lacey Peterson documentary also. I was like that was like a docu-series too, so I was trying to watch that too. So I had a bunch of things I was watching and still couldn't watch Blank Man for some reason. I don't know. But I will get to Blank Man. Don't worry. But I will be reviewing Blank Man. But anyway, yeah, but like if I had to rate Black AF right now, I'd probably out of 1 to 5, I'd probably give it a 3. Solid 3. It's not terrible like everybody says it is, but it's not anything that's spectacularly groundbreaking. And this is brilliant. It's Black Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's all it is. It's Black Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's single camera documentary style shot show. It's Parks and Recreations, it's The Office, it's 30 Rock, it's all of that shit, you know. It's all of that. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the show. Now let's get to the elephant in the room, the controversy about this show. I mentioned Rashida Jones, also from Parks and Recreations, plays Kenya Barris's wife. This is based on Kenya Barris's real life. And I know I sound like Kevin Hart right now, but I just don't know. Like, shit, I'm sounding like Kevin Hart right now. This is based on Kenya Barris's real life. Now, let me show you right now. But this is based on Kenya Barris's real life. And his wife is biracial. Rashida Jones is biracial. If you don't know, she is the daughter of Quincy Jones and Peggy Lipton. Peggy Lipton is an actress. You may have seen her in the Mod Squad. If you're like maybe 60 years old, I don't know. But that was a show from the 1960s. That's the most famous thing she's ever done, was the fucking Mod Squad when she was young. But yeah, that's her mother. Quincy Jones is her father. And her sister is Kidada Jones, who was the fiance of Tupac Shakur. And so like she played Kenya Barris's wife, and a lot of people had mostly Black women had issues with that, the fact that she's playing his wife. And Kenya Barris had to get on like Twitter and say, dude, this show is based on my real life. My real wife is a biracial woman. Rashida Jones is a biracial woman, so she's playing my wife. She agreed to play my wife. She's also one of the producers. So that's what's going on there, you know. And a lot of people were just pretty much saying, how come there are no dark-skinned people on the show? How come there are no dark-skinned women on the show? How come his wife's not dark-skinned? How come none of his daughters are dark-skinned? Even though the middle daughter, the one that they focus on the most, the one that this show is mainly about, because she's kind of filming like the whole show, like a documentary. She's the one doing it documentary style. She's dark skinned, but nobody really wants to talk about that. I guess she's not dark enough. I don't know, but she's dark skinned. The rest of the family severely light. The oldest daughter is light skinned. The youngest daughter is super light skinned, and all the sons are light skinned except for the baby. The baby's kind of dark too. The baby brother is dark skinned as well. So like he has two dark skinned children. I don't understand. But we're not talking about dark skinned boys. We're talking about dark skinned women. We're talking about dark skinned girls. So like nobody gives a fuck about dark-skinned guys. But you know, and I say this as a dark-skinned guy, but and everybody's just like, women are just tripping about it, and I think that is the visceral reaction to the show. And that's why people are just like, I hate this show, the show needs to die. And then they like go back and like criticized Kenya Barris's other shows. Like, they criticized Black-ish, they criticized Grown-ish, and they were just like, oh my god, like, I've never looked at Black-ish and Grown-ish. There's barely any dark-skinned women on Black-ish and Grown-ish. They praise Mixtus, by the way. They praise that because Tika Sumpter is the mother on there. Even though I'm like, what the fuck happened here? Because Mixtus is supposed to be about Rainbow from Black-ish. She's the mom on Black-ish. Who's also Kenya Barris's real wife's name. Her name is Rainbow. That's her name. But it's supposed to be about her life. Mixtus is supposed to be about Rainbow growing up as a teenager. And she has a black mother, but on Black-ish, her mother is severely light-skinned. Severely light-skinned. You could probably, she's got like Rashida Jones skin color. You know, like, she's that fucking light. And all of a sudden on Mixtus, she's a dark-skinned woman. I was like, how the fuck did you pull that off and make that make sense? You know, how'd you pull that off and make that make sense? But, yeah, like, they like that. They're cool with that, even though she's fucking with a white man and all this shit. She's fucking with Zach from Saved by the Bell. Zach from Saved by the Bell plays the dad. Even though she does that, he's playing the young version of, I was about to say Jeff Bridges, but it's his brother, Bo Bridges. He's playing the younger version of Bo Bridges' character. Who plays the dad on Black-ish. Which I believe, that character passed away. So, like, her dad's dead. So, but yeah, man, I was like, but, like, Mixtus is the show that I hate the most. And not even because it's an interracial couple. Because it's not even because of that. It's because the dad is lazy as fuck. The dad, he's a white man, and he's lazy. And he fucking mooches off of his dad. I saw like two episodes of it. I was like, dude, this dude is lazy. And he chose the hippie lifestyle so he won't have to do shit. That's what he chose the hippie lifestyle for. But anyway, let me get through with this. But anyway, going back to Black as Fuck, everybody had a problem with Rashida Jones. And a lot of people are like, oh, why is Rashida Jones playing the mother? I don't know if they would have picked any other light-skinned woman or any other biracial woman and they would have been cool with that, or they would have had a problem with it, maybe because it's Rashida Jones. Understand, Rashida Jones doesn't do a lot of black art, you know. I understand that, you know, like, she's mostly done a lot of white art. She's mostly been in a lot of white shows. She's been a girlfriend or wife to a lot of white guys. She's even married to a white guy now. You know, I understand that. But, hey, man, she wants to do something with us. That's cool. Even though she was, like, really good friends with Tupac. Like, you know, like, she was cool with Tupac. And when she's not on camera, she really does embrace a lot of African-American culture, you know, like, she does. But you gotta do what you gotta do for the check, you know. Like, that's all I gotta say about Rashida Jones. You gotta do what you gotta do for the check, and that's it, you know. Do what you gotta do for the check. That's what she had to do. You see a check in your face, you don't turn shit down. People give you a check, don't turn it down. But what the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah. But yeah, there were a lot of dark skinned women are complaining about that. They were like, oh, his family's so goddamn light skinned. And then Kenya Barris said that it's based off my life. Back the fuck off, pretty much. You know? And it's kind of a thing of, and like, it's only, I don't think I've ever seen a light skinned woman talk about this show. At all. That, like, they stay quiet. Light-skinned women stay quiet in general, really. I'm like, they don't say a word about anything. But it's like, it's like, and I don't want to come off like, I want to try to say this as delicate as possible, is what I'm going to say. I'm going to try to say this as delicate as possible. Shit. You know, it's a hard thing because you got that mafia out there, bro. You got that black girl magic mafia out there, you know, and they will slit your fucking throat. Focus on yourselves, really. Just if there's a light skinned woman on television or in a movie, leave it alone. You know, we don't need you to be vocal about everything. You know, like I said, light skinned women are not vocal. Whenever there's a dark skinned woman on television, light skinned women aren't vocal about it. Like, oh, why is this dark skinned woman on television? Why is this dark skinned woman doing this? I'm like, dark skinned women get better roles than light skinned women, if you ask me. There was a movie. Matter of fact, while you guys are focused on Black as Fuck, there's a movie on Netflix right now called Uncorked. I watched it. It stars Courtney B. Vance, the actor, Angela Bassett's husband. And it's also about this young guy. Courtney B. Vance plays the father of the guy. He played Grandmaster Flash on The Get Down, if you remember that show. That was also a Netflix series also. But he plays a young guy who is trying to be a wine connoisseur and is trying to start his own like wine business, and he's doing that, but that's not the point. The point is Uncorked has nothing but dark-skinned people on it, on that movie. Like, his love interest, his girlfriend is a dark-skinned woman, and like his mom is a dark-skinned woman, his dad is a dark-skinned man, he has a sister dark-skinned, I think he has an aunt dark-skinned. Everybody on that movie is dark-skinned. Take all your energy that you have hating on Black as Fuck and go watch Uncorked. It's a really good movie. Very good movie. Like, motherfuckers go to Paris. Motherfuckers like own businesses and shit in the movie. I mean, go watch that movie. Go watch that movie. Take all your energy and watch things like that. You know, go watch All Rise. You know, that's a show on NBC with Simone Messick. She plays a fucking judge. You know, like, go watch that. You know, like, take all your energy that you have and go watch things with dark-skinned women in them. You know, like, you don't have to trip when you see a light-skinned woman on television. There ain't that many on television to begin with, and they don't have good roles. It was like, if you think about it. It's like a lot of light-skinned women, either they play an airhead, or they play a pussy pincushion. Is that what you want to be? You want to be a pussy pincushion? You know, like getting fucked all the time. You know, is that what you want to be? And no offense to any of these women, I'm like my wife, who's been on this podcast a couple of times, she's a light-skinned woman. You know, so it was like, but those women, like, they're pussy, like, they get played as pussy pin cushions or just fucking airheads or gold diggers. You know, that's the roles for light-skinned women in Hollywood. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? When, like, you guys are playing fucking lawyers, you're playing judges, you're playing fucking cops, you're playing fucking secret agents, James Bond, Miss Moneypenny in the James Bond films is a dark-skinned woman played by Naomi Harris, you know, like You're in Star Wars, the last Star Wars movie, the last Sky, I think it was called The Last Skywalker. Was that called The Last Skywalker, or was it? I didn't see the movie yet, but like the last Star Wars has a dark skinned woman in it. Like she's one of the, she's part of the fucking alliance. You know, you know, like it was like, y'all, you're like, y'all going to fucking space? I was like, you guys are fucking superheroes. There's no fucking light skinned woman superhero. None. There's none. Read a comic book. Read fucking comic books. All the black female superheroes are dark skinned. Storm, Vixen, Misty Knight, the fucking Bumblebee. That's all I can think of on the top of my head right now. Lightning, Thunder, from Black Lightning. Black Lightning's got a ton of fucking beautiful dark skinned sisters on there, and they're fucking kicking ass. You know, watch Black Lightning. You know, like, there are so many fucking roles for dark-skinned women out there that you don't need to focus on black as fuck. What? Why do you, like, why do you care? You know, why do you really fucking care? You know, really. I had to go on a rant about the shit, but it's tripping. It trips me the fuck out. You know, like, it trips me out. You know, I don't know what light-skinned girl bullied you, maybe. I don't know what the fuck happened, but you got a lot of representation. You got too much representation to worry about this one little fucking show, okay? To worry about a couple of little fucking shows. To worry about a couple of little fucking movie roles that fucking light-skinned chick get. That's not even that good, you know? They're not even that good. I'm not talking about the actresses, but I'm talking about the roles that they get. They're not even that fucking good. Like, why are you trying to scrape and scratch and claw for these little roles when you get fucking amazing roles? Just let it go. Just let it go. Go focus your energy on things that you guys are in that are fucking amazing, by the way. You know, like, you guys get, you guys, if you're a dark-skinned woman, if you're a dark-skinned woman listening to this podcast, you get fucking amazing roles. You got fucking amazing representation on television and in film. Okay? To worry about this shit. Like, just leave it alone. I'm done, you know? But like I said, black as fuck. It's an okay show. I give it a 3 out of 5. Next week, I'll be back with another show. I will get you guys Blank Man. Blank Man is on the way, okay? See you guys later. Peace.